Aloha, this is Na'alehu Anthony. I'm a crew member on board Voyaging Kunu Hokula, and currently we're in Virginia at the Mariners Museum. So this is a part kind of education stop and part dry dock. The Mariners Museum is this massive museum dedicated to kind of all vessels. I'm actually sitting right in front of a replica of the Monitor, which was one of the first steel-hulled battleships that sank nearby here that they have recovered a bunch of the parts from that they're slowly putting back together. But there are hundreds, if not thousands, of vessels here. And we also are here to haul out for dry dock. And so they hauled up the canoe earlier this week. And in the very, very early morning light, they closed the freeway and trailered her over to this museum. And we're right now on the lawn in the hot sun, basically going through a three-week dry dock. So this is actually the third dry dock that we've done on the worldwide voyage. She's done really well on the East Coast. This is, again, something entirely different than what we do normally. The canoe has been sailing in fresh water in some of these rivers, which you don't see normally at all. In the Pacific, there aren't really any freshwater rivers big enough. So we've seen some moss growing on the ropes and on the side of the canoe. So they had to pressure wash off all of that. Right now, they're sanding a bunch of material off. Just like all the paint has to be sanded down so the next coat of paint will stick. The masts and the spars are all down. She's actually stripped down pretty bare. There's no canvas on the canoe. There's none of the trampolines or anything around the canoe. And it's just the railing, the stanchions, and the hulls and the deck. And so all of this is getting coats of varnish, coats of epoxy, coats of paint. And we have about 3 weeks to do it all.